Hey, this is Alfonso Ribeiro, and you are listening to all of the knuckleheads on Golf Talk America. I'm one of them, though, so it's okay.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome in, everybody. It is Golf Talk America, and Tim Matthews is not with us because we're on the road this week. We're joining you from the French Lick Resort, the mansion at the Pete Dye Course for the 2022 Big Ten Men's Golf Championship. We're in day two of the championship. It's Saturday, so you'll hear this show on Saturday, of course. And the course played a little tough yesterday. We'll get into all that, but right now, what I'd like to do is bring in a couple of my good friends. Number one, Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. Brendan.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I got a little adjustment here.
Yeah, there you go. Get that mic up there.
I'm doing great.
Good. You look good.
Feel good. What a beautiful day here on top of Mount Airy. As I'm looking out the window of the Pete Dye Mansion on the 9th hole, 18th hole, 16th hole, 17th hole, 7th, 8th, 9th, 12th, 13th, and 6th. Just from this vantage point.
You went to math class.
I did. That's good. If you had them all together.
Yeah. Hey, last night, let me bring in somebody else first. John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys is joining us also.
I can see Bloomington from here, man.
What? You see, well, who I?
Bloomington.
Where's Bloomington?
Somewhere in Indiana.
Just north of here.
Somewhere
hour,
in Indiana.
Hour and 5 minutes to Memorial Stadium.
We are in the upstairs sunroom. We're usually in the downstairs sunroom, but John's over here choking himself to death. We're usually on the downstairs sunroom. We're in the upstairs sunroom, overlooking the course, and it's gorgeous up here. But it's going to be a fun week. Last night, boys, we all went to see Terry Clark in concert here.
Yeah.
We did.
I enjoyed it.
We had a good time. She's good.
She's really good. I enjoyed it.
The only thing that was great about it is I look at her, and she's like my age. So it was good. If you like 90s country music, it's a great place to be. But we have Grand Funk Railroad coming here as well.
So. I know. I can't wait for that.
It was a cool venture. I mean, thanks for purchasing some cocktails for us.
Oh, yeah, I did. We had fun. Yeah. We had a really good time. Then we went back to the steakhouse again,
1875. You know what 1875, you know why we have the name of that?
Because that's when Kentucky Derby.
And this is Derby Week here.
It is.
So we're located about an hour from Churchill Downs.
This morning in Louisville, they had the inaugural kickoff, I guess, of Derby Week, and they have the balloon race, hot air balloon race.
It used to be the official kickoff. But about 20 years ago, they started with a thing called Thunder Over Louisville.
Thunder Over Louisville.
Which is the second largest fireworks display in the world, second only to the New Year's in Sydney, Australia.
Second only to the Ukraine, right?
No. Well, maybe this year.
I'm not making fun, folks. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. I apologize.
That starts a two-week party in Louisville.
Is that why you look like hell this morning, John?
It'll be probably about the 15th of May before most of the town sobers up.
Well, I live in Orlando, Florida, full time. I fly into Louisville, mm-hmm. and a few years back, I flew in on the Sunday morning after Derby. I landed at Louisville Airport SDF mm-hmm. at 9:30 in the morning, and I was walking the opposite direction of all the people that were departing, and it looked like the zombie, like the cemetery is all flipped over.
The zombie apocalypse.
Oh yeah. Don't light a match. It was Woodford explosion.
I have had the opportunity to go to an Oaks, which is the Phillies that run on Friday, and then the Derby the next day.
Yeah,
and I will tell you, it is one hell of an outdoor cocktail party.
Oh,
there's no doubt about it.
One of the world's largest parties. My first year in Louisville was 1980, and there was a horse running in the Derby named Degenerate John.
Degenerate John?
I thought it was a sign from God.
Okay. sign of the apocalypse.
He came in fourth. But I had never been to a Derby. It's my first year. You know, I'm a kid from New England. I didn't know anything about the Kentucky Derby except it went 2 minutes and you watch on TV.
And then you found out fourth doesn't pay.
Fourth doesn't pay. Well, let me tell you.
But I was in the infield.
Do you?
And I didn't see a horse all day.
But you saw a lot of other things.
I saw a lot of other things.
Utterly ridiculous, right?
You betcha. And I won a race, the second race of the day, so I left with about $20 more in my pocket than I came in with, and I was just totally – they had to carry me out.
So. Well, that's good. Now, the Derby,
that's how the story begins.
Yeah. Exactly. I bet the Derby, was it last year or year before, where they overturned the winner? Was it last year?
Last year, yeah.
Medina Spirit.
I won with that horse, and the horse gets scratched.
Mm-hmm. Well, they still paid you on it.
I know.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have bragging rights anymore because people don't.
I know.
Yeah, he didn't win, really.
Cheated. That's why I have my hair cut and looks like Bob Baffert. That's the Baffert cut.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I was thinking I could go to the Derby this year.
Baffert can't go back to Churchill Downs either.
Well, here's the point. I'm thinking Baffert seat's going to be empty this year, right? So maybe I could get that ticket.
Yeah.
And go.
Try.
Yeah.
Try.
Well, okay. Fred Cowgill from WLKY Louisville was supposed to be here.
How you doing, everybody? Fred Cowgill, WLKY.
That's exactly how he does it. He was supposed to be here, and he couldn't, unfortunately.
It's Derby week.
I was going to hit him up for some tickets to the Derby.
They don't get them.
WLKY doesn't?
Well, this is not their year to cover it.
It isn't.
Because every year, one or the other, they rotate TV stations that cover the Derby every year, just to be fair to everybody. And
The locals?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I don't believe that.
Well, okay then. Anyway, let's get to it. It is Golf Talk America. We are a PGA Tour show. So let's talk just a little bit briefly. It's the Mexico Open. It's the first one. It's in Puerto Vallarta this week.
Puerto Vallarta.
Well, at what course? Do you know?
Hey, I was lucky to get out Puerto Vallarta.
After last night, I understand. Do you remember?
Last night?
The course that the tournament's on this week.
Pete Dye course, French Lick, Indiana. Big Ten Men's Championship live.
Okay.
On Golf Talk America.
Folks, we'll get more in the second segment. We'll get more into the this week's PGA Tour.
But I can tell you.
It's Sparities this week, too.
But I can tell you that there are alumnus.
Yes.
From the Big Ten Championships that we had here in 12, 13, and 14 mm-hmm. that are playing currently right now. Adam Shank. Eric Van Rooyen, Shank with the Purdue, Van Rooyen, Minnesota, Thomas Peters, Thomas Dietrich, Luke Guthrie, all went to Illinois.
Where did Kokrak go? Was he in the
North
Big
Carolina?
Ten?
Georgia.
Georgia, that's right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
SEC, by the way, Vanderbilt did win the SEC championship, and let's get into
we are in Big Ten country
what
here.
This is all about, which is the Big Ten Men's Championship. Right. Yesterday, and Brendan, where are your notes? Because you need to talk about how hard those holes were.
Oh, I can, easily.
The course was set up a little difficult on the first day. We talked to the people who set it up, and there were some tough pin placements. And what Pete Dye had said originally when he designed this course was the par fours are going to be tough.
Now I forgot my glasses.
That's not good.
I got it.
That's
right
not, here, you want me to?
No, but you look at the fifth hole, which is the shortest par four on the golf course.
And it played the
back
hardest.
Back in 2015 with the Senior PGA Championship, it was the highest scoring average of the hole. Yesterday, which was Friday, it was, you know, half a stroke over. It was the most difficult.
You want these?
You want some glasses there?
Yeah, here we go.
There are statisticians blind.
So, but only four holes yesterday, the 14th hole, the 9th hole, the 15th hole, and the 18th hole played under par.
But
the scoring average yesterday was 74.23.
Yeah, there you go, 74.
So, can I tell you something?
And these kids are hitting the hell out of the golf ball.
Oh, my gosh.
300 plus yards.
Pounding it. Well, on number one this morning, watching Northwestern and Purdue and Penn State tee off. The boy from Penn State, I believe.
Penn State and
drove the green
from Purdue. They were pin high.
Pin high, yeah. Well, and they didn't put it on the green. Yeah.
What tees are they playing from?
The middle tees.
Really?
On the first hole.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know this stretches back to 81-02.
Yeah.
And if you want to have these kids shooting 90 out here,
yeah,
we could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody wants to do that and beat them up.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to, but the Big Ten doesn't want to.
Of course not.
No. A little shameless self-promotion here. If you were to listen to those Weekend Golf Guys radio show tomorrow morning, you will hear Jeff Smith, my co-host, and one of America's top 100 golf instructors say, and I quote, that the four par fives at the Pete Dye Golf Course are the best group of par fives he's ever played.
Well, hell, John, now that you've said it, why do we need him to say it?
Well, I just wanted to point that out.
And two,
because I figured, you know, who's going to get up tomorrow morning just to hear that?
Well, two of the par fives played under par, mm-hmm. and two of them played over par. And that's cool. The way that Pete set it up.
Yeah.
So yesterday I drove.
How did 18 play yesterday?
It was the easiest hole out here. 589-yard par five was minus 2.7.
What is it from the tip?
625.
I thought it was 700 from the tips.
No.
Well, that's what I told everybody when I parted.
Well, I can tell you right now how much it is.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the card?
Has anybody ever, any amateurs you know, ever gotten to the green in 18 from the tips in three shots?
Oh, that'd be Frank Bassett.
Thank you. Thank you. From the tips on 18, Frank Bassett, three of the best golf shots I've ever hit in my life. And then I two-jabbed.
657 from the back.
So, well, okay, give or take a lie or two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this golf course, though, is in great shape. Now, you guys punched the fairways and greens March 15th,
March 20th.
Like that,
20th. Yeah.
And it hasn't come in as – usually it's very lush.
Oh,
But your weather's been bad, right?
It was 84 degrees 4 days ago, and it was 31 degrees 3 days ago.
This has been the strangest spring in this area that we have had.
Bad, bad, bad growing season for golf courses.
But the course looks good. I left the allergy season in Orlando. I was dying. Uh-huh. I finally beat it, and I came up here, and like a dog was exploding in my face. I'm like, God, get me out of here.
Somebody left the window open in here last night, and everything was covered in green haze.
Seriously?
It was cracked. But it still got in. Pollen is tiny, little bitty things.
Yes.
Little bitty pollens, like nagas.
It can get in anywhere.
Takes a million nagas to make a naga head couch. Yeah. Anyway, so tell.
That was interesting.
I know.
So last week,
Sunday, we didn't prep for this show.
I had a wonderful opportunity in being on Those Weekend Golf Guys.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm driving down. I flew into Indianapolis because I couldn't get a flight into Louisville.
You missed your exit while you were on the air.
And they built a new highway. I haven't taken that route. I was talking to John on the phone, and 37 and I-69 split. I assumed for the last 20 years I've been driving on 37. Next thing you know, I'm like, where am I? And that was live on the air. Yeah. So I wandered Indiana. It was wonderful.
So you didn't hear, son of a, where am I?
It was a 7-second delay. We're cool.
It was cool.
Okay, that's good.
I enjoyed it, though.
It was a good drive. Or being on the show or the drive?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
It's always a pleasure to be with me. I mean, John.
It's fun to be on the show.
I understand that.
Golf guys.
How you doing, Frank?
What's going on, big guy? We're just trying to do a radio show. It's okay.
Yeah. We're live.
We're live.
Where's Harold?
It's okay. So everybody just drops in. This is like old family week when we all get together back here at French Lick.
Everybody knows everybody, and it's so great because it's the same people who love coming here.
Yeah, and after 3 days, you want them to get out of town.
After 3 days, you go to Betty Ford, then you go home. I mean, it was a long night last night.
Yeah. For you.
It was a fun
night. I was in bed at 10:15.
Yeah.
Oh, so I was in bed at 10:30.
There you go.
So there. So anyway, don't go there. Just leave this alone. My wife listens to the show, okay? So there you go. Anyway, so today the young men are out on the golf course. Brendan, you know, you pointed this out this morning to me. Brendan was going around asking all the coaches, how tall are your boys on this team?
Good Lord.
All these kids are big.
They're all like quarterbacks.
They look like linebackers, quarterbacks.
6'3",
cornerbacks.
6'4".
Yeah.
There's I think the smallest kid out there I saw played for Northwestern.
Really?
No. Yeah, and he was, you know, probably 5'9".
Well, there's a kid walking this morning along the range, a young man from
Ohio State.
Michigan State. No, it was Michigan State walks by, and I swear it was Tony Finau. In a Michigan State uniform.
Oh, my gosh.
It looked just like him. I mean, big. And then he walked up on the tee box and just started pounding it. So these kids are tough. Now, the SEC championship has completed, and Vanderbilt won that. And the general consensus here this week in talking to a lot of these golf coaches is Vanderbilt's going to be a tough team to get by.
Yeah, whatever. We're at the Big Ten Championships live at the Pete Dive Golf Course. You know what's interesting about yesterday?
I'm an SEC guy.
About yesterday?
What?
The wind was blowing out of the northeast, and the scoring average was 74.25.
And it was cool.
And now it's coming out of the southwest. I'm looking at the flagpole right now.
Yep.
It's going to definitely change some scores here.
You think?
Higher or lower?
Higher.
You think higher today?
Yep.
Is there more wind today than yesterday predicted?
Take a look at the flagpole, man. That thing is running hard right now.
Uh-oh. Well, it's going to be tough then today.
And by the way, the answer to the question you asked earlier was Vedanta Vallarta.
Oh, you looked it up.
Danta Vallarta.
Danta Vallarta.
Yeah. It is.
But this is the inaugural tournament for that area and the Mexico Open.
And congratulations.
On?
On saying it correctly, the inaugural tournament, because a lot of people would have said the first annual. And there is no such
thing as the first annual. Right? I understand. Why are there interstate highways in Hawaii?
Exactly.
Okay, I got you. Here we go. We're off the rails totally, folks, today, but it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of rails, you know French Lick was once a railroad town?
this show.
Nine trains a day came through here all over Chicago.
You know, we're going to lose some listeners on this one, but folks.
You have to get them first.
Well, no, that's somebody else's show that you degraded this week, and we won't mention his name. Oh, God. Anyway, Frank Bassett joining you without Tim Matthews today with John
Ashton. That was easy.
Yes. Yeah. With John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys and Brendan Twenty from the French Lick Resort.
Hi, Mom.
And hi, Mom.
Mother's Day tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow Mother's Day?
Yeah.
No. Tell me no. It's next week. Is Mother's Day next week or tomorrow?
I don't know.
Don't scare me like that. That's ungood.
Oops.
Anyway, so
there's an app for that.
Oh, God. Yes, it's called flowers.com or something.
You call it Bonvoy. You need to book a hotel room for you.
Pam,
somewhere to sleep.
Why don't you send the French Lick corporate jet?
We don't have
to
one.
Pick up Pam. Well, the Cook Group corporate jet then.
It's going to take a hell of a lot more than Golf Talk America to get that thing down here.
Just money. Anyway, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this week's PGA Tour events. You're listening to Golf Talk America live from the French Lick Resort at the 2022 Big Ten Men's Golf Championship. Don't go anywhere.
Cryptocurrency, it is big time. A lot of us don't understand it, but we're learning.
Yes, we are.
And it's pretty cool. It may represent the future of money. And it probably is, I think you'd admit, probably one of the more exciting investment opportunities that are around today.
Anything this new is fun. You know, I've looked at Bitcoin and some of the other stuff and all that, but this product is pretty incredible.
It is, and the problem that a lot of us don't understand is the tax ramifications of investing in cryptocurrency, okay? I want to talk to you about Alto Crypto and Alto Crypto IRA, all right? Because you can trade crypto like Bitcoin and avoid or defer all the taxes.
Which is what we're all about these days.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So if you want to get into investing in crypto and do it in a tax-advantaged retirement account, it's easy. Alto Crypto IRA. Why can't I say IRA? Alto Crypto IRA. It's the easiest way to get crypto into an IRA. And you can trade all you want, and there'll be no tax headaches at all.
Love that.
And if you already have one, you want to roll over an existing or an old 401k, you can do that too. If you're ready to take your investments to the next level, diversify like the pros, and trade without tax headaches, operative consideration here, people, open an Alto Crypto IRA. Why do I have a problem with IRA?
Why is that, John?
I don't know, man.
Well, say it one more time for the folks.
Alto Crypto IRA. It's the same problem I had talking about the Detroit Red Wings.
Red Wings?
I always came out of Detroit Red Wings.
Yes, I
know. Anyhow, so diversify. Go to altoira.com/golftalk. You can open up one for as little as $10. altoira.com/golftalk. Start investing in cryptocurrency today. Go to altoira.com/golftalk.
Go do it, folks. I'm going to do it right now. Hey everybody, that music is, as always, the blender is running, the margaritas are flowing, and we're back. Golf Talk America, Frank Bassett joining you live from the French Lick Resort, as we said over and over and over again. And somebody just wanted to say something, but let him say something. I don't know. What does he want to say?
Hey y'all, this is Colt Ford, you're listening to Golf Talk America.
Well, only Colt Ford can say it that way, right? That's hey, y'all, it's Colt Ford. You're listening to Golf Talk America.
That's right.
By
any
God.
Anymore, you're going to have to pay me.
That's right. Yeah. Anything longer than a needle drop and you have to pay me. So, John,
yes,
since you've been secretly working with one of the top
100.
No, not that one.
Okay.
Not Jeff Smith.
Okay.
Since you've been, you have too, behind my back. And working on your game. You've been working with one of the caddies who caddied for me up here at French Lick.
Man.
And you stole him from me, and you're secretly trying to get in my back pocket, okay?
Well,
so why don't you just bring him in?
Okay. Well, played the Pete Dye course a couple times, and we had Randy Scathers being our caddy the first time. And we kind of hit it off, and he became not only our favorite caddy, but became a friend of the show, became a friend of ours personally. And great dude. Knows golf, and we actually, he told us that there was one course in the state of Indiana that he wanted to play that he hadn't been able to play. And we said, well, we play there all the time. Randy, come play with us there. So we took him out last year down to Chariot Run.
Chariot Run.
Chariot Run.
And we played
How was
Chariot
it?
Run.
It was wonderful. What a great track, man.
It's a good track.
That was a lot of fun. Thanks for the invite, too.
Oh, hey, we'll do it again this year, man. We'll do it all over. But anyhow, see, because I play the Pete Dye course terribly.
Well.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
And Randy was kind enough to point that out to me.
Well, Randy.
You haven't damaged the fairway yet, as far as I know.
Randy.
I haven't been in a fairway yet.
For the senior LPGA championship that was on Golf Channel, I was doing my worst Jerry Foltz imitation by being the on-course reporter, but Randy Brendan was originally my spotter at first.
Yeah.
Well, I asked Randy if he'd come do it because Brendan was doing 16 other things at the same time. And Randy made me sound pretty doggone good on the air because he was giving me yardages to the pin. That he knows this course. He had his rangefinder, and he was right with me, giving me the numbers all day, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know what it's like when you play with him, man.
It was fun.
It's, you know, you look, and this is the thing about this course, man, is if, you know, that's one of the reasons you need a caddy when you play here because it's visually not only intimidating but confusing.
Yep,
and it's a Pete Dye course. From the tees, it's confusing. You say you get to the green and you look back and you go, that hole shouldn't have been that hard.
Yeah, go out today. It's 7,033 yards.
That's all they're playing it to today?
That's all they're playing it to today.
That's too short for these kids.
It's too long for me.
It's too long for me, but it's too short for these kids. But what did we play the senior LPGA championship at?
63, I think it was.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they played so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of
course,
that's
too long for me.
Well, that was fun, but with him spotting for me and giving me, you know, feeding me the information so I could, you know, on air do it.
Yeah.
We were with Trish Johnson, you know, the last group, and she was the ultimate winner. And Trish kept coming back to me saying, "What's she doing up there? What's going on?" Because I had all the scores in my ear, so I'm feeding the scores to the ultimate winner. But on 18, Trish tugs her second shot. No, first shot. She tugged her drive down into the valley of death. And we had to go down there. My cameraman lands on his butt trying to go down the hill on that grass. And it was and poor Randy was running all over the place because he was run to one ball and give me the number and run to another ball and give me the number. So you were the hardest working man in show business that week.
Best shape of my life after that weekend.
I was dead worn out after that.
You know, that is a talent that good caddies have that I can't. I mean, Randy knew where every ball was of our group.
I'm still learning.
Randy knew. He never looked down the fairway. He just looked up in the rough all the time is what he did with you guys. Yeah.
With us guys, you were part of that group.
You were part of that group.
I was playing good that day, wasn't I?
Everybody was playing good that day.
Yeah, that's good. See, Randy's a good liar, too.
I'm a good liar. That's also another good liar.
So I know you got to go, but what are you doing today with the tournament?
I am logging. Logger one.
So logger one does what?
For the video replay, I'm time stamping, making notes where they'll go back and edit the video.
Who it is, what shot,
all that fun stuff. And I get to put my little twist on things.
There you go.
You got to show this one. There's Frank Bassett. Check out his hair.
There's a lot of it in there. I tried to
get
it trimmed.
There's John and Tim. Check out the mustache.
There's John. We went to Terry Clark last night, by the way.
I heard.
It was a good concert. Yeah. Met a lot of nice people.
Yeah. How about Terry?
I love Terry. I love Terry Clark. Hey, that was a good concert.
But it was.
Anyway, well, buddy, I appreciate you stopping in. I know you got to go do some work, but
got to work. It's not work. It's like this. It's not work.
This isn't work. This is so easy.
Is it, John? It's not work.
It's not work. No.
Especially today, since nobody prepped for the show, we're just winging it. We don't know what we're going to talk about in these segments.
We're 6 hours behind already.
But anyway, hey, everybody, stick with us. We'll be right back. We're going to get Randy out of here and get him on the golf course, and we'll have a little more from French Lick, the 2022 Big Ten Men's Golf Championship.
Good to see you, Frank. John,
good to see you, buddy.
Tim,
we appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
All right, Randy. Take it easy, man. Work hard.
We'll be right back. Go.
Have you seen some of these guys out here playing golf? And we've all done it, too. The uncomfortable rearranging you have to do on the tee to get comfortable. And only guys understand what we're talking about.
I have. Absolutely. Yes.
Know how to overcome that.
How?
Tommy John. Have you seen?
I wear Tommy John.
Yes.
I love Tommy John.
Yes, we do.
I mean, the hammock pouch is
the hammock
awesome. I'm serious. You wear boxer shorts?
Yes.
And you cross your legs?
Yeah.
You start singing like a soprano.
Exactly. I mean, and you know, when you're uncomfortable, you don't do anything well. And the opposite of that is true.
That's true.
When you are comfortable, you do things better.
Yes.
which is why this show is so much better, because we're wearing
we're absolutely wearing Tommy John's right now doing this show.
And Mother's Day is coming up, and you know the entrepreneur couple that came up with the idea for Tommy John, it is a couple, male and female.
Yes.
And they do female underwear also. And the
they do.
They have a no ride up guarantee, and no, the waistband doesn't, you know, bend down. Yeah. And stuff like that. I mean, it's the most comfortable stuff you have ever and will ever wear.
Folks, it absolutely is, and we're not joking when we say that. I am a Tommy John fanatic.
And Mom will be too. You get Mom some stuff for Mother's Day, and you'll win the day.
We'll do it.
But what you do now, is just go to TommyJohn.com/golftalk. Go right now so you don't forget, and you will get $25 off everything site-wide, plus free shipping. So you can make Mom that much more comfortable this Mother's Day and get $25 off at TommyJohn.com/golftalk. It's TommyJohn.com/golftalk. See site for details.
There it is. Bring Me a Margarita. There's that music. Frank Bassett back with you. John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys and Brendan Swinney from the French Lick Resort. We're all together, and we want to talk a little bit about the 2022 Mexico Open at Vendanta. Vendanta. I guess you have to
roll it.
Vendanta.
You have to roll it. Listen, that guys, I mean, we're all looking at the scoreboard and been looking at a lot of the notes and saw some of the tournament. John Rahm. Do you think he got a little mad just because he's no longer number one in the world and Mr. Scheffler has that honor right now?
It would tick me off a bit.
Well, John Rahm is at 12 under par, leading Alex Smalley, who's a PGA Tour rookie, by two strokes at 10 under par. Smalley is a story in itself. I mean, he recorded back-to-back 66s, and if he wins this thing, he would become the 10th first-time winner this season. His best finish was T2 in 2022 at the Corrales Punta Canta Championship. So Smalley is a kid to watch. I mean, to a rookie on the cusp, yeah. Maybe on the cusp.
Yeah.
But you got, you know, Cameron Champ is up there too. Now, and we all have opinions of Cameron Champ's game.
I think he's wonderful.
He's incredible. Yeah. I mean, you know, where's Cameron Champ sitting right now? He's at 9 under par, so he's, you know, a little back. That's nothing for him. He's got a long game just like Rahm does.
Three strokes behind with 2 days to play. That's, you know.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. But I'll tell you everything I've heard, and you ask anybody out there on tour. Pat Perez was asked who he thought the best PGA Tour golfer was out there right now, and he said, there's only one. It's John Rahm. Mm-hmm. Because John Rahm has just got that much game.
Yeah. He's a big kid, too.
John's huge. He's big.
I like to change what I just said. It would not tick me off if I lost number one. It would inspire me.
You're my inspiration.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Should write a song about that.
Who did that song?
Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're the meaning in my life.
You know, we have a friend who's now keyboards in Chicago, don't we?
Yes. You know who the architect for this golf course is?
What the hell does that have to do with Chicago?
Greg Norman designed this golf course.
Which golf course? This one?
In Mexico, where they're playing right now.
Interesting
notes.
Greg Norman designed that course. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I hadn't read the packet. So
I wonder how the PGA Tour thinks of that right now.
Wow, I don't know. We probably don't want to get into all that on this show. I'd kind of steer clear of the LIV network of golfers. A lot of players are playing. And here's an interesting thing. Okay, we haven't talked about this. Tiger Woods shows up this week at Southern Hills.
Yes.
There was a picture of Tiger at Southern Hills in shorts, and his right leg, which was the one that was so injured, the ankle and the lower leg, was in a black
sleeve,
but it looked half the size of his left leg.
Well, when you lose half your leg,
yeah,
chances are it's going to be half the size.
So you think he's coming back? We saw him at the Masters. I was right there with him at the Masters watching him and the pain in his eyes. And do you think he came back too soon?
No, heck no.
Really,
he knows his threshold of pain.
Yep,
he's got a number. He wants
18.
He wants 18.
He wants 19. Is what he wants.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And
he'll
get it.
Ben Hogan, after his accident, won most of his majors.
Yeah.
After his accident, so this could be the story of stories for Tiger Woods. The other story that's coming out of this,
I would never count out Tiger Woods on anything.
Never. And Todd Lewis said that on our show one time. Remember, I think you were on it with us, Brendan, when he said. You know, I doubted Tiger Woods. I'll never doubt Tiger Woods again. Ever, mm-hmm. never, ever.
Yeah.
But here's another story outside of the Tiger story. Tiger's registered for the PGA Championship and the U.S. Open. So is Phil. Phil's return to competitive golf,
like,
championship
like
golf.
To be in the media center on that one.
Well, we can be if you want to go. That would be kind of fun in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So our tournament director, Brian Kearns.
Is the tournament director for the PGA Championship,
Yeah, we can get there. No problem.
Yeah. We can go.
We know people.
What do you think about this, guys? I mean, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on it, but what do you think about Phil's coming back? Do you think it's going to be absolutely crazy?
I think it's outrun itself.
You do?
It's a non-issue.
Yeah.
I do.
He is a fan favorite.
And, he is.
And I think just for the health of the game,
he is.
It should be, okay, all is forgiven. Let's not talk about it anymore.
It's Everybody needs a villain.
Let's move over.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, all is forgiven. Please come back home was a poster for British Airways years ago. It had the fife and drum and marching where we, you know, and the British Airways says, America, all is forgiven. You can come back. So that's what you reminded me. You reminded me of that very quickly. There's another golf tournament this week, too, on the PGA Tour, and that would be the Insperity. That's on PGA Tour Champions. So any insights into that one, boys? Okay.
We love old golfers.
That's why I brought it up, Brendan. I mean, the Senior PGA Championship was held here.
2015.
And
Colin Montgomery won.
How many golfers shot over 80 on day one?
Well, the temperature and the wind shifted from Wednesday to Thursday. 43 guys shot 80 plus here. It's insane.
I have. Can I tell you the story? I love it because we were here after the first round, and we were standing at the 18th green, and Rocco Mediate walked off the 18th green.
Yeah.
And he said that he was being interviewed by
Golf Channel
or whoever, something like that. And they asked him how he felt about the course. And he said, you know, normally I love Pete Dye golf courses, but Pete was obviously very angry the day he designed this.
I remember that. The Insperity is being held at the Woodlands, which is where they used to hold the Houston Open. And one of my favorite tracks, that's where Corey Pavin won a big tournament there.
But Steve Stricker is winning it.
I know.
Steve Stricker. Graduated from the University of Illinois.
And he almost...
He's best friends with Mike Small, the head coach there. He's a great guy.
Steve had a massive health scare and almost passed away, lost a ton of weight, dropped down to 160 or less.
Yeah.
And now he's back playing again. They still don't know what happened to him. The doctors have no idea what happened to Steve Stricker. And he's always lived a life, Steve has, of health, taking care of himself. You know, he's a big family man, not a big partier whatsoever. So we wish Steve Stricker the absolute best in this tournament.
Definitely. And there's a bunch of guys at minus four, and one of them is just a personal favorite of mine, Chris DeMarco.
I love Chris.
I love him. He's great.
Yeah, Chris is good. I like Perez's his candor and things of that nature, too.
Yeah.
But
Tim Herron's playing this week as well.
Timmy's playing again.
University of Minnesota grad.
Yeah.
So they're going to drop. They're going to keep on bringing that Big Ten connection in here.
Well, how many SEC players can you name? Not many.
They're not having the SEC championship. It's over
Vanderbilt.
Your golf course. They're not. This is my golf course. We're talking Big Ten.
Yeah. We're in the Midwest.
We could change that.
We're talking the Insperity. Okay,
we could change that Golf Talk America sponsorship level.
I said, the Big Ten championships are probably my favorite championship to go to at the Front Lick Resort, deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest.
And it's Mr. Sweeney, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sweeney.
Good Lord. Yeah, he's up here, too.
Well, it's going to be a fun tournament. A little PGA action this week, some Big Ten action this week.
Yep.
PGA Tour action, I should say, some PGA Tour Champions action this week.
Yeah, you know what I love? I love the fact that because there are so many young guns winning on the PGA Tour, that there is a heightened level of interest in NCAA golf.
There is.
It's
insane. Now here's a story we haven't touched on either. We're all over the place, so let's just go here. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the NCAA and the ability now for these players to make a little money off of their image. What do you think, Brendan? I know you have some strong opinions on this.
As far as golf goes, I have more power to them, but you look at the other sports, you look at your basketball, you look at football, I think the portal is going to destroy the NCAA. It's awful. I think it's just absolutely awful. As far as golf goes, the COVID, the bonus year that the NCAA gave the student-athletes another year to compete. So you have fifth-year seniors coming back, sixth-year grad students coming back to play sports. It really, 2 years down the road, you're going to see a damaged good because you missed 2 years of recruiting.
Yeah.
And you don't have the young guns coming up. And if you're a sixth-year grad student playing college golf, go get your insurance license.
Yeah.
And start selling insurance.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to make it on the tour anyway. So that's my opinion.
Well, the Korn Ferry Tour is
That's the toughest tour out there.
It's the toughest tour. It is.
It is.
It's harder than the PGA Tour.
It
absolutely is.
Monday qualifying for a Korn Ferry Tour.
And
these guys are shooting 62s, 63s.
Every day. And Paul Stankowski will tell you, the PGA Tour Champions, is also tough because there are only just a few slots. And how many guys are trying to get into that?
Well, when you have the University of Maryland graduate, see, Big Ten, uh-huh. Fred Funk. You have Jay Haas still playing. You know, they're 69 years old. They still have eligibility to play.
Yeah, they do.
But you look at Bernhard Langer, who's 64, winning.
Everybody looks at Bernhard Langer from behind most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
PGA Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, what do you think about what do you guys think about Tour Edge and the PGA Tour Champions? They've really made a hard run, haven't they?
They're a great company, great people. John Claffey, dear friend of ours. They're great. I play their woods.
Also, I brought that up because John, we want to give you a shout out and condolences. We know you had a family issue, and we're sorry to hear about that. But we're thinking about you, buddy, as always.
The Tour Edge people have been always kind of in the background, but always thinking.
Yeah,
and it's nice to see that.
It's nice to see them come to the forefront now, and
certainly.
And now the big names on PGA Tour Champions are playing their product, mm-hmm. so they're getting a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people playing the PXG product now
yeah.
that's giving them more exposure. Yeah. So
we have a friend in Louisville we play with who was playing Tour Edge back when everybody was like, what are those?
Yeah.
And
well, I remember, guys, years and years ago when I was in junior golf, I was playing Pings. Mm-hmm. And everybody said, what are those things? You know, those are radically different-looking yeah. golf clubs. Yeah. So now you've got the young players that we're looking at here at the Big Ten Championships and looking through their bags, what most of them are playing, and you can see the different golf manufacturers by age group, basically.
Uh-huh.
But then you see the Pings and the PXGs, you know, the uber high-end clubs out there
right.
across all of them.
Yeah.
Across
you
all
see
of
a lot of Titleists out here. You see a lot of Callaway.
Yep. TaylorMade. You see a lot of TaylorMade.
Yep. And each school, each kid could play their own club.
Right.
You know, they just have to wear the shoes and the shirts and the hats. Yeah. All
but
all
now
branded.
Some schools have deals with certain manufacturers, is my understanding, where they can get, you know, the kids get discounted clubs, I would think.
Yeah, but if you're an AJGA superstar.
Yeah, you're going to play what you want to play.
And you're from Texas and you're doing whatever, and all of a sudden you come to the, you know, University of Illinois, the coach isn't going to change your clubs.
Yeah.
And mess that up, so.
Yeah, and you know, We all extol the virtues of getting fit. I mean, it's the first thing you said to a young woman last night who said, what do I do about clubs? You get fit for clubs.
I said,
clubs.
Go get fit.
Yeah.
I thought you meant physically.
I did not say that. She was a very nice young lady.
But well, that is,
looking at John here.
Oh, well.
But that,
that's pretty mean.
I'm kidding. I love you, buddy.
That's all right.
Every inch of you.
All the inches.
Yes.
You know, and Jeff Smith, one of America's top 100 golf instructors and co-host of Those Weekend Golf Guys.
From Columbus, Indiana.
We'll tell you that.
What's the shameless promotion going on here for Those Weekend Golf Guys?
I pay him.
You forget the approach shot. All shows part of the Golf Talk America Network.
It is.
Thank
indeed.
You.
Indeed. Yes. And there's a fourth one now, too, is there?
PGA Tour Countdown is back on the air. I'm hosting that one.
See, there
you And go. There's a fifth one that's about to be launched, and that's PGA Tour Wrap.
Ah.
So that'll be the wrap-up show on Mondays. And you,
my name is Frank.
There's a video out there, folks. I have to send you to this. Check out Masters Update on YouTube. It's a rap version of a Masters Update I happened to see yesterday, and it's absolutely crazy. I'm sure Augusta is going to have a fit with this guy who's doing it, but it's hilarious the way the guy does it. Anyway, well, guys, I think we probably ought to wrap this thing up and go watch some golf. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Sounds good to me.
I'd like to wrap it up and watch. Any parting thoughts, John?
Get your butt up to the French Lick Resort and play golf.
That's what I say. Get up here. Brendan?
I'm just really proud of these young athletes, student athletes, and wish them well and hope to see them on the PGA Tour coming up soon.
Yep, I do too. For John Ashton and Brendan Sweeney, I'm Frank Bassett. And for Tim Matthews also. Tim, we miss you. We'll see you soon. You've been listening to Golf Talk America. Don't forget those Weekend Golf Guys, the Approach Shot, and PGA Tour Countdown, and go to FrenchLick.com and check out what they have to offer. Thanks, everybody. See you.